adjourn. Let's call this meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
After the meeting.
Notification of the Open Meetings Act posted, meeting procedure. A copy of the Meeting Act is posted in the meeting wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to today's agenda for the meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure that will be used with respect to each item. The directors will hear the subcommittee chair's report with their proposals and their recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chair. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item, then take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Thank you. A quorum call, please.
Adams.
Here.
Bradley.
Here.
Conley.
Here.
Davidson. Fowler.
Here.
Hubbard.
Here.
Irvine.
Here.
Storm.
Here.
Teaser.
Here.
Thompson.
Here.
And Sherman.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Roll call, please.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvine.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Roll call, please.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvine.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. I have proof of publication here. Agency Association reports, Natural Resources Conservation Service report from Kristen Schluter. Hello. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Kristen Schluter, District Conservationist with NRCS for the Papio. Probably the biggest updates we have right now are just staffing. Kalani's last week in our office, and so we're really going to miss her. Kalani Fortina was our NRD program assistant in the Blair Field office, and she's moving to Chalco here, so we wish her the best, but we're going to miss her. So we spent quite a bit of time working with Kalani, just trying to absorb all her information before she leaves. Robert Hall, resource conservationist in the Blair Field office, accepted it's called the Deferred Resignation Program, or DRP, in conjunction with retirement. So we're not sure when his last day will be yet, but it will be before the end of April. So we've undergone quite a bit of staffing changes in the Blair Field office in the last month. I've kind of lost count of how many people have left the Blair Field office in the last month, but I know Terry and I will have some work ahead of us, you know, just kind of picking up the slack for employees that have left. As far as activities, spring construction, we do have some terrace and waterway construction underway. We had some livestock pipeline training that NRCS hosted in Norfolk April 1st that we had some of our technicians attend. Most of the NRCS staff and the NRD are going to be having wetland compliance training April 16th. At that training, we'll review a lot of the wetland labels, authorized maintenance, and how to assist producers that come into our office with wetland compliance questions. We're working right now to prepare for completing FSA compliance reviews, and then we continue to work on highly erodible land determinations and things as we have time. Another thing that we're working on kind of jointly, and this was something that kind of came out from the discussion at our local work group meeting, is we are working jointly, Terry and I, and then our other partners with Pheasants Forever and Game and Parks and UNL. We are trying to get kind of like a producer tour going this summer to showcase some CRP practices, in particular the Prairie Strips practice, hoping we can highlight, especially out of that, some contour buffer strips, which can kind of be used like terraces, but it's just a strip of vegetation. Anyways, so there's a lot of soil erosion benefits to that, as well as wildlife and water quality benefits, with hopefully less disturbance and things like terraces. So we're just kind of trying to get producers and our own staff familiar with the practice, and so we can try and promote it and use it more. So that's something we've been working on. As far as EQIP and CSP, we continue to take applications on a continuous basis. Our initial local allocation in RNRD was $200,000, and we received an additional $100,000. So as far as number of applications by office, Blair had 43, Takema had 49, Walt Hill had 16, and Dakota City had 10. Due to not having any IRA funding this year for new contracts, and then just overall with the cost per practice and things, the cost of each application is a lot higher than it was last year. So we haven't been able to pre-approve as many EQIP applications this year as we have last year thus far, just because of kind of those factors. Right now, for CSP, we're working on trying to get our CSP applications ranked by April 18th. Blair had 19 applications, Takema had 3, Walt Hill 7, and Dakota City had 1. And then we just continue to work on our active contracts with our existing contracts, all the work that we have in those that producers are working on completing. CRP staff remain busy with completing status reviews. This month is really busy because everybody's trying to get their mid-contract management done before May 1st. So we get a lot of walk-ins, a lot of work with mid-contract management requests this time of year. And that's pretty well it. So I'd welcome any questions you guys may have.
Ms. Lurie.
Just more of a comment, Kristen, just feel for you for the cuts and things that happened to the Blair office. And you can only do what you can do with the staff you have, and we really, you know, feel for you. So
I appreciate that. Thank you. We're just going to be looking for everybody's patience, I think, because we're going to have a lot of work and fewer people to do it. So we're just looking for patience, but still lots of conservation to be done. And we'll do. And everybody's willing to step up. So we'll have a lot of people in other offices coming down to help. And yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Don't get overwhelmed and keep your head up.
Thank you. Yes. Nope. We like to keep the team, just the team mindset. So Terry's very good about that. So I really appreciate the partnership that we have with the NRD because Terry really embraces that team mindset. And yeah, we're going to need everybody. So I appreciate that.
Anybody else? Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Item B, the Nebraska Association of Resource Districts, Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD conference will be held out in Valentine on June 9th and 10th. And I'll tell you what, if you've never been to Valentine, you really ought to consider going out there for this tour. A beautiful area. Great accommodations at the Arbor Inn, and you're going to see some interesting things on the tour. The Niobrara Valley Vineyards, lovely. To me, one of the highlights was the I go out there at least yearly, but Spencer Dam, which was destroyed March 14th, 2019. To go out and look at it and see what happened to that dam will just blow you away. And I would really highly recommend if you want to take one of the tours, it's a 2-day tour, and we have to have the deadline is in May 9th for reservations, so you have to let Jane know. And very, very nice trip. Hope you all consider going.
Thank you. The NARD Washington DC trip was March 31st, April 2nd, 2025. Rod Storm at 10. Director Rod Storm, would you care to?
I guess to start with, I guess I personally enjoyed the trip from a standpoint that I got reacclimated with acronyms and terms that I had forgot existed for years, and some of them have changed in that period of time. So it was a really eye-opener, and I would, yes, from my standpoint, I would encourage any director to attend in the future because they did a really nice job, the NRG staff, putting together a really nice program. Started out Monday morning, early there, and with, I think, four different presentations from the different agencies. The the hard part this time, I think, for most of the agencies giving reports was not knowing for sure where the new administration's going. So they could do a lot of talking but not give any really specifics on any item. But I think they're working hard to try to pin those up. The farm bill was a big discussion. So there's, you know, what that means for conservation, which is particularly interesting in my district, where that's probably what 75% of the farm ground or more that's in the Papio district is in sub-district one. So I, from that standpoint, I enjoyed it. I've got four position papers, I'll call them, from NACD that I'll give to staff, and they can, you know, maybe copy them, send them out to give you a little idea. NACD put on a presentation, I think, on Tuesday morning to go over where they see things, where they see the farm bill. Wednesday at the Wednesday morning meetings with the congressional staffs primarily. The only representative to attend was Senator Fisher, and she did spend about 45 minutes when they were, even though they were trying to usher her out to another meeting, after about 30 minutes, she was there to talk to the constituents and try to answer questions. Like I said, I've always felt that it's very important for elected positions and staff to get out there and to meet with the staff members for each of those congressional delegates. Now, they're the ones that shape that legislation. They're the ones that's going to help, whether or not, if we're asking somebody for funds, the senator's going to shake her head or his head, the congressman, and say, get a hold of staff so-and-so. And they're the ones that's going to try to get it fit in there, because the senator's got 500 other requests in their head at the same time. So to me, it's always important to get out to meet those people so that you know who they are and they know who you are. And so I guess, sum it up, I felt it was an excellent conference. I thought the NRD staff needed the acknowledgement that they put on an excellent program, and I asked Rich to pass that on from my standpoint, that I thought it was well worth it, and it would be good for any of the directors to attend and staff to attend occasionally.
Thank you. Nebraska Natural Resource Commission, Director Larry Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I drove out to Kearney yesterday, and for the Nebraska Natural Resource Commission. Just a couple updates. The merger for the DNR and the NDEE made it out of committee. Some of you probably already know that, but so that's being discussed, bantered back and forth. And the Small Watersheds Flood Control Fund was unfunded this year. Let's see, the Water Sustainability Fund, the big one, the WSF, that's contingent upon funding. So usually by this time at this meeting, they get everybody lined up who's going to be on the scoring committee, and that really didn't happen. They held back, you know, and I almost want to say the mood for this meeting wasn't as jovial as, you know, previous meetings. I don't know if, you know, some of the pressure and things, you know, farmers, what they're facing, but nonetheless, it was pretty businesslike. And a good news, for at least reported at this meeting, the Santee Sioux Water Improvement, that federal money's coming, and that project's moving on. So that's moving forward, I should say. That's moving forward. For the WSF, there was 9 applications for the large projects, and there were 13 applications for the small projects. But again, yeah, it's do not know if there will be enough funding and if it'll be, you know, withdrawn or however that be. So we're waiting on standby for if we're going to be scoring projects. And Before I went up there, I asked, you know, DNR, if I go early, can I spend the night in Kearney and get reimbursed? And they said, no, you have to drive the day of. Nobody, they pulled funding for that to the, you know, Nebraska Natural Resources Commission. So all you get pretty much is just gas money per diem. And there was supposed to be a tour on this trip for this date, but they had to cancel that because it did not materialize because of budget cuts. So there, the budget cuts were really, I guess, eyeballing the Nebraska Natural Resource Commission. There was a couple of presentations. One of them was by the USGS, and it was sort of the same presentation we had last Tuesday, but it was for the Lower Platte LPN NRD and then the LL NRD, might be the Lower Loop and the Lower Platte North, or however that, those acronyms, Columbus, Schuyler, about, you know, their nitrates in the water. And there was some things they found out. The groundwater recharge happens during the growing seasons, and there's so much irrigation that it altered the normal water cycle. And nitrates may move more than 1 inch a day. So the nitrates, as they move down towards the water table, more than 1 inch a day. And it may even move faster. And another particular presentation had to do with a Bow Creek watershed project, northeast Nebraska. And the gist of it was that, you know, the positives for cover crops and to prevent runoff and keep healthy soils. And this meeting was, you know, pretty businesslike and short and curt, and we're hoping for the best down the road, and stay in tune, and I'll report as soon as I know anything. So, thank you.
Director Bradley.
Yes.
Did they give the city of Omaha the $1 million?
The CSO, yes, I think that's going to move forward. That part, yes, that's going to move. So
they withheld everything except the $1 million.
Thus far.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. Item D, report for Catalyst Public Affairs, John Winkler.
It's a written report. I emailed it to everyone. If you want a hard copy, let me know, and I'd be happy to make one for you. But still a lot of activity. Big issue is going to be budgets. That's going to be the next task for the legislature. So water sustainability fund, that will, as Larry said, still a question mark. How much they put in there, can put in there. I know the fiscal review committee meets again before the budget's adopted. I'm expecting that will be revised downward. And so they'll probably have to even make up more money. But my indication from Tim and everybody I talked to is they've already sweeped all the cash reserves. They've cut quite a bit already, and now they're just kind of digging into the general fund and probably the rainy day fund to make the budget meet this year. Next year, I heard through the fiscal office, they're probably $600 million short already. So there's not going to be a lot coming out of Lincoln. So wish I had more better to say.
Thanks, John. All right, item 9, public hearing on acquisition of real property for Dam Site 7. John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll call the hearing to order at 4:18. The second item on the agenda is the appointment of the officer, which is me. Third item is the evidence of proof of publication of the hearing notice, which was listed in the Omaha World Herald on March 26th and April 3rd of 2025. Explanation and the purpose of the hearing, Brent Meyer.
Thank you, General Manager Winkler. This hearing is being conducted in compliance with Nebraska Revised Statute Section 25-2504. At this hearing, the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District will explain the nature and necessity of the Papio Dam Site 7 project and the reasons for selecting this particular location. Each owner of property to be acquired by the district has the right to be represented by an attorney and to negotiate and accept or reject the offer made by the district for the proposed acquisition. The proposed land acquisition is from a willing seller. However, he or she has the right to require that such damages be determined pursuant to the procedures for acquisition by eminent domain. At this hearing, the district will hear and consider any objections from any person. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent. Agenda item five is identification of the exhibits. Exhibit one's the agenda itself. Exhibit two is the proof of publication of the hearing notices, which were again March 26th and April 3rd of 2025 in the Omaha World Herald. Exhibit three is a preliminary site map of Dam Site 7. Exhibit four is the map of proposed land acquisition for Dam Site 7. Exhibit five is public hearing notice and information package, which was sent to landowners via certified mail March 21st, 2025. Exhibit six is the list of landowners mailed the hearing notice. Exhibit seven is a certified mail return receipt for the information packet mailed to the landowners. Agenda item six is the explanation of the purpose and scope of the project. Ian.
Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. The Papillon RD is proposing the construction of the Dam Site 7 or DS7 project, generally located at 168th and Military Road. The purpose of this project is to provide public flood control and recreation for the Papillion Creek watershed in the greater Omaha metropolitan and Douglas County area of eastern Nebraska. This particular location was chosen to maximize the controlled drainage area in the watershed, and this reservoir has a drainage area of approximately 2.62 square miles. If you look up on the screen, we have an exhibit that shows the preliminary layout of Dam Site 7. This reservoir's normal pool surface area will be approximately 43 acres. It will be a public lake with public access. There will be a number of recreation elements associated with this project. Among those will be a roughly 2.5 mile trail around the reservoir. There'll be restroom facilities, picnic shelters, in-lake fish habitat, as well as other features such as a kayak launch and et cetera, to be finalized as part of the design. For the construction, operation, and maintenance of this regional flood control dam and reservoir, it is necessary for the district to acquire fee simple Title II and or permanent and temporary easements in, on, over, and across lands required for the Dam Site 7 project. The land required based on the project limits and requirements were mailed with the public notice for the parcel that the district is interested in acquiring. If we go forward two pages here to page 11 of the document, another exhibit of the dam layout, and highlighted there in red is the subject property for this public hearing. The district is currently looking to acquire approximately 3.98 acres of property for this project. And the use of that specific parcel, a little tough to see there, but it encompasses quite a bit of the parking lot, the site drive, and the trail at that location.
Thank you, Ian. Agenda item seven, receive testimony and statements. Is there anyone in the public that would like to provide any testimony or statements on the proposed acquisition? Okay, second time, anyone would like to provide any testimony? And third and final time, anybody? Seeing none, we will move to agenda item eight, receipt of or reception of the exhibits, and we will adjourn the hearing at 4:22 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We'll move on to subcommittee reports. Programs, projects, and operations subcommittee, Director Fred Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the April 8th, 2025 meeting of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10A1 USGS groundwater quality presentation. This was a presentation. No action was taken by the subcommittee. 10A2 joint funding agreements for water quality monitoring. 10A Lower Platte River corridor gauges. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the joint funding agreement with Lower Platte South Natural Resources District for the Lower Platte River corridor gauges in the amount of $39,000 in fiscal year 2026, $43,400 in fiscal year 2027, $46,200 in fiscal year 2028, $49,200 in fiscal year 2029, and $37,400 in fiscal year 2030, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form a district legal counsel, and I so move.
Does anyone from the public wish to address this item? Directors?
Roll call, please.
Conley.
Aye.
Ballard.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvine.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Taser.
Yes.
Holmeston.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
10B, Lashara Gauge. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the joint funding agreement with Lower Platte South Natural Resources District for the LaShara Gauge in the amount of $8,000 in fiscal year 2026, $6,400 in fiscal year 2027, $6,400 in fiscal year 2028, $6,400 in fiscal year 2029, and $5,000 in fiscal year 2030. Subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to address this? Directors? Roll call, please.
Fowler?
Yes.
Hubbard?
Yes.
Irvine?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Taser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Chairman?
Yes.
10-3, contract agreement with University of Nebraska Omaha for Glacier Creek Management Activities. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed contract agreement with the University of Nebraska Omaha, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Anyone from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Irvine?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Taser?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Fowler?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
10-4, fiscal year 2026 cost share program. 4A, urban drainage way program. Recommendation that the application from the City of Omaha for $450,000, the City of Papillion for $218,000, and South Sioux City for $213,883, for a total of $881,883, be approved subject to funding in the fiscal year 2026 budget, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to address this? Directors? Yes.
General question, I think I know the answer, but when we're going to have to look at some dollars for the BRIC funding for Lake City Forest City Lake project that we're not going to, might not get, and that might be further in your report, but if, you know, that's $881,000, which covers not even half of what we need to complete that project, and I know this is subject to fiscal year 26 money. If we approve these projects but have to withdraw the fund, we can do that when we approve or don't approve the budget. And in the past, the applications would have to be resubmitted again the following year. If that rule still applies, then I think it does. So next year, under the cost share program, they would resubmit if we don't approve the money come July, August, and actually September, when we approve the budget. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So if we just disapprove all of these now, then we can kind of hold in abeyance the money needed for that budget. It's kind of a theoretical question to discuss.
If you disapprove them now, then there isn't a choice, then we wouldn't put them in the budget at all. So all indications we have from the conversations that I had is we will receive those funds to finish WP4. So I mean, if you should probably approve them, and then if we get into a financial situation where we need the money, then we simply just don't budget them. We just take them out of the budget.
Optimistic we're going to get that 2.4?
2.6 or 7, I think it is. And at the conversations I've had up to this date, I am optimistic that we will get that. Now, it doesn't mean this administration doesn't change their mind, but from what I hear, we should be fine. But we will know by the time the budget is finalized in September, because this is a long budget process. So I would recommend you approve them, and then if we run into a financial that we just take them out of the budget then. And the applicants know that's a possibility. We're very clear about it, so.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else? Yes.
So essentially, the approval here is, lack of a better term, a preliminary approval subject to the actual budget being approved by the whole board.
That is correct.
And available funds.
Right, yep.
So there's no, just because we say to the city of Omaha or city of South Sioux Bay and so forth, that yes, the board has approved it, that's approval subject to being, having enough available funds within the budget at that time.
That is correct. And at any time during the budget process, you can remove them as a board and say, you know, we need to reallocate our resources to other things. So, yeah. And you've got all the way till the end of September to do that.
Eric, I'm gonna need some information from you. I have some questions regarding the drainage way, urban drainage way program. It's, yes, now, please. I'm sorry. The purpose of the urban drainage way program is?
To provide cost share assistance to other government agencies who are doing projects that align with our mission. The creation of the overall set of urban cost share programs was before my time here, so I'm not sure if anybody else will be able to answer the initiation. I think it's just back.
The one I'm having some confusion with is the one on 144th and Maple, the Eagle Run. That portion of the project, what is the entire project that the city is doing encompass? Is it the entire drainage way through Champions Run?
So I think that Omaha is only doing the portion that Omaha is responsible for.
That's what the cost share they asked for, but the whole project, is it the whole, just like they did at the Knowles?
So I think that what's listed in the application here does highlight that they are receiving additional external funding, 319 and NET, and so I think that what they've listed as the project here is only the portion that is connected to the culvert. I think additional work outside of the culvert itself is not included in what they're describing.
Okay, and so this culvert runs underneath 144th Street, and there's,
right.
We're not putting any erosion control structures in prior to the culvert?
We are not participating in that downstream.
No, no one is.
I don't think so.
And so they've asked us to help fund their sewer repair project?
Yes, essentially. Yeah, their stormwater management.
I don't really think that fits this program, and I don't know that that's something we should be doing. I'd like you guys to chime in if you have any feelings about that. It's not, I get urban drainage way, or soil erosion, water quality, all great. But just because we have free money, the city asked for to do their sewer repair, to me, that's not the mission of this. Anyone else have any opinions?
Just to be clear, it does meet the guidelines of the application. Now, whether you guys want to fund it or not, that's up to you, but it does meet the.
I thought the policy said there's no sewer repair.
No, so, it's stormwater repair. It's not.
Yeah, and we have talked about this before. Where stormwater culvert pipes outlet into streams, that is kind of a blurry area between is it in a pipe or is it in the stream, and this is specifically at the outlet side of the pipe, and so we have discussed this in the past. The policy does not specify whether the outlet end of a culvert is in a pipe, which we do generally consider not eligible, or whether that is considered part of the stream.
And we're putting in no structures to retain erosion or doing any of that. It's just a culvert.
There are structures downstream that help protect against additional erosion downstream that were installed previously, but this project does not repair.
Nothing to do with this.
That's right.
I still have the same feeling, and I'd like to take that out of there. I'd like to make a motion that we remove that item from this from this approval.
Second.
A motion and second. Any discussion?
So substitute motion.
Do we need a substitute motion first before we have discussion?
No, he has seconded. So
I have a second.
Okay, so he seconded.
Yeah, you have discussion then.
I guess the only question that we had, I think, was since there was that portion of golf course in between, there was a question of if Omaha funds were going to, where that delineation between private funding and public funding would be, that boundary.
That was a separate issue, but it's upstream of where we're at. Okay. And I'm curious.
As long as that's fine, then, yeah.
I don't know that Champions Run has any cost sharing in this at all, so I don't know. But we're worried about the part under 144th.
Just all I wanted to make sure was that private funding would have taken up to that part of 144th. Because Tuesday when we left, I didn't think that was resolved. If that's the case, then I withdraw the question or the comment.
So for clarity, the project summary, which is included in the attachments, and I'll read it to you here. Proposed design includes creating a stable stream profile by raising the creek and placing riffles and grouted boulder drop structures to maintain stability. So yes, there is work in the stream. This is, and I'm back and forth on this because they submitted it last year. There were some changes. They submitted it again. We talked about which portion was or was not eligible. And so I do think that this doesn't, and the map that is shown here, there are additional documents that were not included in the packet because each of these applications are usually 20 pages long, so they're limited down to provide simplicity for the board. There are additional documents that I can look at and provide to you, but the project does include work in the channel aligned with better with the description of the program as you talked about earlier. The channel shape and form will be improved by including a low flow channel with flood benches that includes vegetated flood benches and slopes. So again, it is not just at the outlet portion. I apologize, I misspoke. Again, they have submitted this twice and changed the description based on comments last year. And the description of which portion is funded by cost share from us and which portion is funded by, listed in the table, non-grant funded city and Champion Runs golf course funded design and construction portion of the project. So apologies, it is not just at the outlet portion of the project. I apologize for not answering that more accurately when you asked it originally.
What in particular is it?
The stream will be improved to include a riffle pool system. So on the map, and I'm not sure if that's included today, but on the map, there will be work in the stream downstream of the outlet portion. The breakdown of the cost share portion that is requested from us compared to what is funded by the city and the golf course, I will say, is a little unclear here. So are we cost sharing on the portion that is the stream stabilization downstream from the outlets? It looks from their table like the answer is no, but I think that's because the maintenance of the channel there is considered the responsibility of Champion Run. So I apologize that I don't have more clarity on that.
No worries. I would still like to take it out. No reason it couldn't come back next month.
For further consideration.
What's that?
For further consideration.
Yeah, I would just like more information on it. If we could have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Yeah, so we can tell that this does fit our program.
I think we could make a separate recommendation to approve it into the budget in the future.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry, I'm just checking. I don't think we have done a separate recommendation to include a project in the budget because by next month we will have already submitted the preliminary budget document.
That's fine. We can take it again. We can
okay.
Still.
So we could amended motion removing the application from
yep.
The city of Omaha.
And then bring it back next month.
It's motion to table
to
that portion.
The motion was eliminated.
Yes, we eliminated. Yeah, okay. That's the original motion.
I second.
All right. Motion to eliminate.
It just sounded fun. It sounds like they wordsmithed it so we could give them some.
They made it, the words fit our policy.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Berman.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
No.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Yes. So now,
motion
to approve the
as amended,
yeah, without the 450.
Okay. We have a subcommittee motion to approve. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Well, I think we need to.
Yeah.
Oh, the amended motion.
I'm sorry.
Do we need to?
No.
We need a motion.
He didn't
to,
need it. It's a committee recommendation. And
original motion is amended.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we vote on this as amended. Can I have a second?
Okay.
What was amended again? Just to be clear.
Just to remove that portion.
All right, just making sure.
Yep.
And update the total amount of the budget.
Just out of the frame, please.
Yeah.
Did I hear a second?
Second.
Did I hear a second?
I don't even hear a second.
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 Okay. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Storm.
Yes.
Teaser.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Fowler?
Yes.
Hubbard?
Yes.
Irvine?
Yes.
Sherman?
Yes.
Okay.
Our freight move.
Four, under fiscal year 2026, cost share programs, 4B, recreation area development program. Recommendation that the application from Fort Calhoun for $50,000, the city of Omaha for $50,000, and $50,000, the city of Papillion for $50,000, and South Sioux City for $50,000, and $50,000 for a total of $300,000 be approved, subject to funding by fiscal year 2026 budget. And I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to discuss this? Directors, roll call, please.
Teeter?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Conley?
Aye.
Fowler?
Yes.
Hubbard?
No.
Irvine?
Yes.
Storm?
Yes.
Sherman?
Yes.
4C, Trails Assistance Program. Recommendation that the applications from Douglas County for $19,690, the city of Rawson for $180,475, Sarpy County for $178,500, SID 313 for $250,000, SID 405 for $135,086, and South Sioux City for $30,000, for a total of $793,751. Be approved, subject to funding in the fiscal year 2026 budget, and I so move.
Anyone from the public wish to discuss this? Directors?
Yeah. Could you, somebody give me specifically what's gonna be done with the Douglas County $19,690?
Yep, based largely on the Elkhorn River Bridge Trail that the district is currently working on, Douglas County wants to update their trail plan to include additional connectivity to the recreation area on the east side of the river, and then to continue to investigate that concept of Waterloo over to Valley. Valley is looking at an additional trail connected to the project we previously built, and then there's a couple other locations further south. So Douglas County is looking to update their plan, so they know where all of the projects are and how to connect them all together in the future.
When you say Valley is looking at connecting, is that inferred that Valley's gonna be paying for it?
Oh, sorry, that is a different project, not included in this.
Yeah, I know, but you're inferring that Valley's gonna be paying for part of that trail.
They're looking at trails in collaboration with development that's being considered in Valley.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of specifics about that, that's being internally discussed by the city of Valley, but it's, it would be one of the projects that would be considered as part of.
Project south of 3M where they're developing now, yeah, okay, thank you.
And so this, Douglas County is looking for a plan that would include collaboration with all of the other jurisdictions in the area to have trails to connect between them all. And this is a planning effort only, not a construction effort.
Thank you.
Yes, Director Thompson?
So this will go to a consultant rather than actual construction?
The Douglas County, yes, that's right, they, I think, I don't remember if they have a consultant selected already, they've talked with a couple. They also, there were additional projects in Douglas County that received state transportation alternative program funding, including the south side of Waterloo, that would be considered as an additional update in the overall Douglas County Trails Plan. So they have never had a comprehensive plan update since the 2002 plan that initiated the project that we finished. And so they are now looking to make an update to their plan, basically to know where are the projects that have been constructed, what is currently in process from federal funding, and what would be the next projects they would like to prioritize after those are completed.
Have we done that before? I thought we, the actual, once the plans are made, they want so much money to construct it.
So the initial plan was in about 2002, and a lot has changed in Douglas County since 2002, so they don't feel.
As far as our policy.
Oh, sorry, we, have we funded a planning effort under the Trails Assistance Program before?
Right.
I don't think we have since I've been here, but the rec, as far as descriptions of programs, the Recreation Area Development Program does explicitly highlight funding for recreation planning. We could, if you prefer, we could put it under that program instead, but we just voted on that.
Again, after years on the board, it's like, the program is set that we're gonna assist you to build these trails. And this, we're gonna assist you to think about where a trail could be. That, I'm not familiar with that as far as our protocol. And that could change if they say, no, they can't put a trail there. Are they still going to get $19,690? Yeah, I guess they would if we approve it. You understand what I'm saying?
I agree.
It's a planning document, yeah.
We fund when they put the concrete on the ground, not perhaps.
I'm all for the trails.
Yeah.
I guess I have a concern. Why isn't the NRD involved in this? Okay, Douglas County, and why are we being excluded? We're giving them some money, I mean.
Excluded? Sorry, I don't understand.
Well, it seems like, okay, you're talking about Douglas County is working with Waterloo and then Valley. I'm not hearing NRD.
Oh, sorry, we also, in the application, they highlight that the primary driver for the update to the plan is the Elkhorn River Bridge that we are working on designing and then constructing with federal funding. That's what led Douglas County to investigate. Once we have a recreation and natural resources connection at the river, we will need additional connectivity, including the south side of Maple, the crossings at Q Street, and additional consideration at Highway 92, based on some preliminary discussion with NDOT. So yes, we are also involved in discussions with Douglas County on all of these projects as well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any further discussion on the other points?
So we're building a bridge, and this would help the plan to connect both sides of that bridge.
That's right.
But we are building that bridge with cost sharing money.
Federal Transportation Alternative Program funding from the state is being used for the design right now, and then that would also include construction later, and that would be included in this plan, that project would be assumed to be designed and constructed, and then what projects would provide additional connectivity to that location.
We've been working on this thing for over 20 years. It's kind of a...
Director Storm.
So as I understand, basically what they're wanting to do is update their master plan.
That's right.
Which would incorporate all of what they've already built to make sure what they were going to do 20 years ago is still prevalent today.
That's right.
That maybe the trail shouldn't be connecting someplace else rather than the original plan that somebody 20 years ago thought was fine.
Right.
So they're updating their master plan so that they know that going forward at this point, that in theory it supports the majority of the people want today, not what somebody wanted 20 years ago.
Yes, correct.
But it would incorporate everything that we've spent money on in the past.
Absolutely, yep.
Thank you.
But this increases the scope of this program because now we're funding planning.
I don't have a copy of the letter and the policy manual as to whether or not the Trails Assistance Program explicitly says planning. It does specify design and construction of trails. And so is this preliminary work toward design? I guess, again, there's
history.
If we would like to revisit what is specifically listed in the policy manual as eligible for this program, we certainly can. And again, I would say that we have funded recreation planning, including parks master plans or trails master plans under the recreation area development in the past. And so could this have been listed there? I think it could have, and it would have been very explicitly eligible there, but it is more relevant to trails specifically because it's not considering parks. So it's listed here. But if we need to make a policy update, we can look at that as well.
Thank you. Anyone else?
So having this plan in place, if Douglas County completes that, that will benefit the NRD as we put plans together as well.
Yes.
Right?
When we submit projects for federal funding, we ask for letters of support from other local jurisdictions, and having projects listed in their master plans is helpful to when we apply for those funds.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Thompson.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Conley.
Aye.
Fowler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvine.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes.
Agenda item 10B, Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee, RP for the Oak Leaf Grates Stabilization Project. Be it resolved that the minutes of the April 8, 2025 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. And that be 10B1, initial screening of proposals for consultant selection interviews. Recommendation that the subcommittee requests interviews with Benish Embrace Group, HDR.
That's 10.
No, I'm not being.
Yeah, point of order.
That's Tim.
Fred got carried away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, you, yeah, no, your favorite.
Tim's the chairman. Doesn't matter.
You're on a roll, man.
No, go ahead.
He's had a procedural problem.
The chairman should.
Yeah, the chairman.
Yeah. He should read that committee, because he's on the committee.
Okay.
Fred was on a roll, he just had to slow down.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item 10B, ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee RFP for the Oak Leaf Grade Stabilization Project. Be it resolved that the minutes of April 8th, 2025, meeting of the ad hoc consultant selection subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 10B1, initial screening of proposals for consultant selection interviews. Recommendation that the subcommittee request interviews with Benish, Embers Group, HDR Engineering, and JEO Consulting Group in the order presumed on May 1st, 2025, at 4 p.m. I so move.
Any discussion? Roll call, please. Oh, I'm sorry.
In light of the discussion on Tuesday, the May 1st, other directors who are not on the committee are certainly welcome to attend those interviews. So get further insight into ultimate decision you'd make as a board. Just wanted to add that.
It's always interesting.
Anybody can attend, yeah.
All right, thank you. Roll call, please.
Atkins.
Yes.
Brethling.
Yes.
Conklin.
Aye.
Fessler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvine.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 11, the Treasurer's Report, Director Tim Fowler.
Thank you. Agenda item 11, I'd like to take items A through I, all-inclusive. And be it further resolved, the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the final minutes. I so move.
Second.
Motion is second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Brethling.
Yes.
Conklin.
Aye.
Fessler.
Yes.
Hubbard.
Yes.
Irvine.
Yes.
Storm.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Atkins.
Yes.
Chairman.
Yes. Item 12, the Chairman's Report. I'd like to reiterate the discussion we had earlier about the bus tour. That is, it's quite informative, it's interesting, and you're also meeting with the other NRDs and interacting and making contacts. And it's worthwhile if you can find the time. That's all I have. General Manager John Winkler, your report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Information education highlights are attached. The district did host 100 third grade students from Wheeler Elementary for a two-hour field trip at Chaco. So thanks to them for doing that. Personnel miscellaneous items, the National Safety Council has again selected the district as Nebraska's safest company. And then also we received a Workplace Safe Driving Award winner this year. Nicole, how many years is that now we've got the?
This is the 16th.
16th year, so we got 16th year out of the safest company, and this is the first year we got the driving award, correct? Yep. So congratulations to all the district staff and everyone for being safe. Thanks, Nicole, for organizing the safety committee and all your work there. On behalf of all Papio NRD staff and employees, we'd like to wish Tracy Thompson a happy retirement after 8.5 years as the district secretary.
Can we vote on that?
Yeah, no.
Let's have another Thompson vote.
She notified us in May, and so we wish her the very best of luck in her endeavors. So she'll be with us here for a little while longer. But thank you for all of your work and service, Tracy. Appreciate it. Megan Grimes of the NARD is recruiting volunteers for the Nebraska State Envirothon here at Chaco on April 30th from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. It's going to be a large event. So if you are available, you can introduce, you can open the ceremonies if you want. But Jen will take any help we can get. So staff, directors, friends, but let her know if you can help anytime during that day. That would be greatly appreciated.
That's a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yep, 7:30, 3:30. So this is the State Envirothon. This is a big, big deal. report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal properties, attachables, the current and ongoing projects with the district legal counsel, Pinnacle Creek Watershed Partnership Report. They did not meet in March, and their next meeting is April 28th. Southern Slurpee Watershed Partnership Report, they did not meet in April, and their next meeting is in May. Also, Director Thompson asked me to report on this. So a trail note, so there has been, and you may see this in the news, but there has been in the Riverfront Trail, there's a segment about 20 feet that hasn't been constructed yet, and it's not an NRD segment, or it's not a City of Omaha segment. The Union Pacific Railroad is supposed to finish that segment, and they have yet to do so. So if anybody asks you about that, just let them know that that is in fact the Union Pacific needs to finish that. We will do what we can to coordinate with the railroad, I guess, and try to convince them to get that piece. But it's along the track, so there's really nothing anybody can do to do that. So Omaha might not have taken the track safety course or whatever that is. But so if you hear that, make sure that you know what that is. And always you can direct questions to us. Also, just to let you know, we're keeping very close tabs on all the federal and state budgets and funding and all those decisions that are made. And so I kind of reported on the BRIC funding with the WP for. We will keep track of that and make sure that those agreements are in fact held up. But also, we just wanted to make sure that we're working as a staff to make sure we don't get overextended in any project, that there's federal money that has a potential to disappear. And so we'll keep close tabs on that. I talked to Eric on trails and Lori, obviously. And also the state. So we want to make sure that we're not put in a bad position where we spent a bunch of funds expecting a reimbursement that will ultimately not be there. So just to let you know that we're being very cognizant of that. Also, we just had a recent conversation too on equipment as far as what that means, as far as what tariffs will do to anything that we may purchase, if we have to maybe delay those or whatever to make sure we're not infected by that, we will do that too. So we're obviously very aware, and so we're monitoring that as things unfold. So that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Future meetings, April 26th is Earth Day at Elmwood Park here in Omaha, 11 to 4. It would be nice to have some representation from the district. I happen to be out of town, but if anybody can attend, that'd be great. And once again, the April 30th is the Envirothon here, from 7:30 to 3:30, and then May 6th and 7th, Waterworks Field Days at Schramm Education Center from 10 to 1:30. Subcommittee meetings, May 6th, and directors' meetings, May 8th. And with that, I think we're adjourned. Thank you.